Blog Talk Radio.
Show. It's all about you networking on the radio. Where can you go? What can you do? Who can you call? Be There Magazine tells it all. Go to www.bethermagazine.com and get the latest on where to go, who to call, and how to get there. Give us a call this morning, 347-637-1577. Talk about your business. First off, we want to talk about the event tonight. It's going to be a big one at Policy. Tell Lottie, Dottie, and everybody to come out tonight at Policy from 6 to 10. We're going to have Lou Flu and the whole crew. We're going to be talking about businesses, networking, and dancing. It's going to be a party, an after-work party, networking at its best, 1504 14th Street. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one. Marketing. Businesses online, people seem to negate that you have to market your business online. Don't pass this opportunity up to understand internet marketing. We've been in business now over 31 years, publishing and networking with individuals in the Washington metropolitan area. There was a time when I wanted to get people to get information. And how I did that was through a mailing list. I would go around to different locations, restaurants, night spots, events, and I would say to an individual, let me have your name and address and phone number so we can put you on our mailing list. And we would go back to the office and put those names into the computer and have them printed out on a label, stuff envelopes, and send stuff out to individuals in the mail, postcards, letters, all kinds of information in the mail. It was called direct mail. That's how people marketed their business. It got to a point where I went online about 20 years ago, and I got to a point where I said to myself, we need to collect email addresses. We need to send people email addresses. So I would walk around to individuals and meet them at various events, and I would say, let me have your email. At that point, some people would say, I don't have an email. 15 years ago, a lot of people didn't have an email, and I would wait till they got an email. Now it's to the point where if I say to an individual, are you on Facebook? Are you on LinkedIn? Or Foursquare? What about SEOs? Search engine optimization. What are you doing to promote your business? If they say I'm not, I know that they're far beyond the scope of what's happening now. We'll be right back with four ways you can market your business online. Welcome back. How do you market your business online? Four ways to market your business online. You can't expect to compete as a small business today without taking advantage of online marketing tools. How do you get started? What do you do? I mean, seeking to capture the imagination of educated adventurers and people online is not easy. You have to really know what you're doing. I mean, you can't tell it by just not putting up a website or just, you have to really make sure you know what you're doing. And these are ways that you can do it. Number one, create a simple, effective website, not some website that has a bunch of bells and whistles and a whole bunch of garbage on it that's hard to read. Does your website describe your product or service in a real low-key manner, in a visual fashion? Does it answer potential customers' needs and say what they do in less than 10 seconds? Once they click on your website, you have between 5 and 8 seconds to convince them that you can help. That's what it's all about. You have 5 to 10 seconds. Your homepage should include bare essentials. People are looking for exactly what they want, what they type. They want what they need. So you have to realize that your website should reflect that. You know, your website should be easy to navigate, right on target. and also contact us button should be there, very prominent. Also, make sure that the site appears high on search engine result pages by including keywords such as what you do. Make your words, you know, keywords. Don't think too much about the bells and whistles. I mean, don't make it look all fancy and all that. It doesn't matter. Go to BeThereMagazine.com and you'll see what a website should look like. Be a blogger. Be a blogger. Entrepreneurs who blog can reach new audience by writing a conventional way or showing the human side of their business according to most strategists. Make the industry interesting to people by writing stuff that gives them some information about what they need to do, what they can do, what you can do for them. Try that. I mean, it's really something to behold. There still is an untapped audience out there if you just start blogging. Try typecasting. Podcasting is relatively simple technology to get you business. Podcasting. We have a podcast. These are things that you basically can do to get you business. The number four thing is smile. You're on YouTube. YouTube is not just for classic media clips or tricks or bizarre people acting a monkey fool. YouTube links are websites to make you really a marketing guru. You can market yourself on the Internet on YouTube. We'll be right back with more ways that you can market yourself and what you can do. The number here is 347-637-1577. Networking on the Internet. It is essential nowadays. If you are in doing any kind of marketing and you really realize that your business needs it now, you cannot negate marketing on the Internet. The Internet is the future. It's the Internet that highway to your business. Without the internet, where would you be? Could you imagine 1974, 1975? If you wanted to get your business out, what would you do? You would have a full-page ad in the Yellow Pages. You want a plumber, you pull the Yellow Pages out. Look for the biggest ad in the Yellow Pages, the full-page ad in the Yellow Pages. Wow, that's the plumber that you wanted. Now the Yellow Pages is dead as Julius Caesar. Who pulls out the Yellow Pages? Who looks at the Yellow Pages? If you want something, you speak into your iPhone. If you want something, you Google it. If you need something, you yelp it. You know, you yelp it. You do everything you can on the internet. Nobody uses the Yellow Pages in the manner it was used in 1974. Internet marketing is the way to go. So make sure that you have your internet game on. Are you an internet person who understands how to use the internet? BeThereMagazine.com has all the clues, all the tools. All you have to do is contact us, and we will customize an event. We will customize an ad. We will customize a marketing tool for you. We'll do a movie trailer for your business. We can do all sorts of things to make sure your business rolls with the hot sauce. Come out tonight. Come out tonight and be there at Policy, 1904 14th Street. 1904 14th Street, 14th and T Street. Meet who's who in the marketing aspect of life. Meet who's who in this town. People are movers and shakers, head turners, neck breakers, people who can do things to make sure that you are in the know. Don't miss this opportunity. It's from 6 to 10 at Policy. Tell Lottie Dottie, everybody, Lou Flew and the whole crew, I want to see you walk down the aisle. I want to hand you the business card. Also, it's going to be a black card night. The black card holders, the VIP black card will be in the VIP section signing autographs all night long. They'll sign. You can sign an autograph book all night long, get information, exchange business cards, meet the movers and the shakers, the black card holders, the people who are really doing something in this town, and sign an autograph book. You will make sure that they do things that you can do and things that can make your business really happen. The number here is 347-637-1577. We'll be right back. Welcome back. What about if your money's funny? What about if you want a tight budget? How do you market online if your money is funny? The World Wide Web is a tool with endless limits. Creating and maintaining a business presence online is more practical than ever before. In fact, online companies are popping up out of the woodwork. However, it's not that easy to do, and sometimes it takes money. But here's some easy ways to market your business with little bit or no money on a limited budget. First off, know your market. Your market strategy will never be successful if you do not clearly define the audience. Before you spend a dime on marketing, figure out your target market first. There's no need to pay top dollar to hire fancy market research firms if you know your product. You should be able to figure out your market yourself. For example, you have to figure this thing out yourself. You have to do that. For example, who will be most interested in your product, men or women? What are the age groups? What are your customers' interests, and what is their likelihood, their financial situation? Do they have the money? Once you have gone through your profile of customers and determine how they can reach each other, then it's going to be easier for you to market yourself. Set and reset goals. Determine what you're looking to gain for online marketing. Increase awareness. You will probably have multiple goals, but keep it track. Keep on track. Set a budget. Set a budget. Now that you know who your target market is and have set your goals, plan your budget accordingly. The good thing online marketing is that you can successfully, without a doubt, manage your own money. Brand yourself. Brand yourself. Make sure that you know who you are and people know who you are. What's your brand? If people see me, they say, that's Russell. He's the hardest working man in marketing. I'm branded. Your domain name should be your company's name, if all is possible. If other companies online have the same similar name, you don't even know who you are. You get confused. Be There Magazine. They Be There Magazine. Mr. Be There. They call me Mr. Happiness. You know, you need to know who you are. Search engine optimization. When someone enters the search query into the search engine about something relevant to your company, obviously you want you to be the first result to come up to be displayed. So how do you make that happen? Essentially, you make that happen by your website more appealing to search engines. Do this by using keywords that are commonly searched, backlinking your site, customization to headline them directly to you. So SEOs can immediately be completed and time-consuming process. However, in time needs to spend, you just do it. It may take you some time. But there's a place called Simplex. We stress this important. It's not including keywords, but you can use Simplex, you know, to make sure that you do it. We'll be right back with some more tips on how to market your business on a budget. We'll be right back. Russell Price Morning Show, networking on the radio. It's all about you. We're giving out tips on how to market your business more efficiently and on a tight budget when it comes to marketing. People don't have money, but sometimes it's necessary for you to get your business out there. And how do you do that? You can do that by blogging. Blogging is the inexpensive way of really marketing your business. People read blogs, and once your blog becomes successful, you can make money on your blog. Calling you on the air, 240-593. You on the air? Go ahead.
Hey, Russell Price, it's Ida Campbell with WPFW Radio. How are you doing this morning?
Ida Campbell with WPFW. It's an honor. I want to first off congratulate you on 5 years. 5 years. Tell us about how you got started and how you got to this plateau of 5 years.
Oh, Russell, I tell you, I was going through a separation with my husband, my former husband, who's passed now, and I needed some things to positively keep me involved so I wouldn't get depressed about the situation. And I joined the D.C. Blues Society. And because blues is a form of music that I really love, even though I try not to get down, I love the music itself. And one of the vice presidents said, Ida, you have a radio voice. WPFW Radio has a spot open. Why don't you try out for it? I did. I gave them my resume. They called me. I think it was 6 weeks later, and my phone dropped to the ground that they chose me to be on the radio, so I've been on there ever since, and I've been loving it.
What time does your show come on, and what does your show consist of?
Well, my show comes on every Friday from 12 noon to 1, and it consists of me playing blues that are not depressing, blues types of music, be it Southern Soul Blues, or I'll even play jazz, because, you know, Etta James did a lot of jazz, bluesy type of music, Donna Washington, Shirley Brown, I mean, Buddy Guy, you name it, B.B. King. And then I also mix some of our own local blues, jazz, and R&B artists within it. So that's, for that 1 hour, I can play whatever I want, but I try to keep it towards blues, but I will mix it in with even some Chuck Brown.
First off, you have accomplished something that is phenomenal in the music world and also in the radio arena, because you just said something that was so profound. You said within that hour, you can play anything that you want. Do you realize how many disc jockeys or DJs or radio personalities does not have that option? They cannot play what they want. They have to play what the station programmed to play. So that's, first off, is commendable for you to be able to play your own music. Tell us how you got involved with blues.
Well, my dad actually used to listen to WPFW, which it's been a community radio station for the last 35 years right here locally in Washington, D.C. But you can also hear it on the Internet, online, and just enjoy all forms of music. But I basically got involved with the blues because my dad used to listen to the Bama on WPFW.
I remember the Bama. I mean, he was one of the highest-rated segments on that program, I mean, on WPFW.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, he was, I mean, nobody missed the Bama. Was that true? You said that to be true, that nobody missed the Bama. What made the Bama such a unique format?
Say that again.
What made the Bama such a unique format? Why was he so popular?
He was so popular because of the type of music that he played. And his music, I mean, you know, and you know how old school people will call you a Bama because of the way you dress. Do you remember that, Russell?
I remember that, right.
You know, and I believe it might have had something to do with the way he dressed, but everybody loved that Bama time, that Bama hour, you know.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So it's between the Bama and Nat Turner, who came up with the name Don't Forget the Blues, which is the segment that I do, and that segment runs 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and then again with the Gator on Saturday on WPFW. So the point is, you know, for the African-American community, gospel's always been in our families if you were religious at all. And from gospel came blues, and from blues became jazz, and then R&B. So that's the progression that we've been in reference to music.
We're going to take a break. We're talking to Ina Campbell. She's celebrating 5 years. When we come back, we want you to expand on where you're going in the future with that particular radio show and your blues and your band. We'll be right back with Ina Campbell.
Okay.
Welcome back. This is Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you networking on the radio. We have a special guest this morning, Ina Campbell, celebrating 5 years of blues on the radio. Tell us where you feel as though this is going in the future, and what about your band? What's the name of your band, first off, and where do you see your band going 5 years from now?
Well, basically, let me talk about the blues, and we tried to call, don't forget the blues, because blues is somewhat changing. You have a lot of people that call blues, but it's actually rock. And blues music is not a rock music. There's a 12-bar course that you have to play in order to say definitively that it is blues music. And the other thing is that what I've been trying to do is keep the blues out in the public so that they will not forget what it's about. And normally what you find, unfortunately or fortunately, is that you have more European Americans and people from other cultures enjoying blues music as opposed to African Americans. And I think it's because of the connotation that blues is depressing. Well, you know what? It's what you make out of it. And blues can be depressing, but if you make it that it's fun, that the music is just so bad that it's just like listening to R&B but a different style, then you'll enjoy the music as well. Blues just happens to let you go. Now, so far as where I see it going, I have an upcoming TV show right here in D.C. coming up called Blues Legends, Blues and Living Legends, and it's going to be on Washington, D.C. cable. And it's going to bring in the old, more mature blues artists incorporating with the newer blues artists and R&B and jazz. And it's called Living Legends. And that show itself is going to be fantastic. It's going to be set up like Entertainment Tonight. Now, in reference to my band, it's called Ida Campbell and Blues Nation. And then I actually have two bands. It's Ida Campbell and Blues Nation, and the other band is called Ida Ida. Now, and the reason why is because I want to incorporate all forms of music that I love to capture the audience. And right now we're going to be performing soon at the Bethesda Blues and Jazz Club, just to give you an idea. We play the Blues Alley and a lot of the blues festivals right here in Washington, D.C., Russell.
Well, I am so proud of you. I mean, you are an accomplished woman in all aspects of life. Blues is not depressing. Blues is uplifting. I remember years ago where blues was a viable aspect of music. I mean, B.B. King was huge in the black community.
That's right.
I mean, you know, Bobby Blue Bland was huge in the black community. I mean, you know, I mean, Johnny Lee Hooker, they were huge. I mean, I don't know how that transformed over to European people or white people wanting to take over blues, because we had the blues. What happened to that? You say now, you know, it's more European looking at blues and talking about blues, but what happened when B.B. King used to come to town? It was mainly a black, or it was full of black people. I mean, what makes it so different now? I mean, the blues was really something that we embraced. I mean, you love the blues. I love the blues. I mean, I used to love to go see, especially if I went to see, you know, Bobby Blue Blast and B.B. King on the same stage. Bobby Blue Blast is dead now, but when they were on the same stage, that was a heck of a blues concert. Do you agree?
Absolutely, Russell. And you know what? The thing about it is people don't understand that even if you're down and you're feeling bad, music has a way of soothing your soul. And blues has a way of doing that. And, you know, when you think about it, when you get over that hump, that depression period, you start laughing about it, you know, years later or maybe even sooner, because you understand that it's a mistake or something stupid that happened that got you where you are at that point. So the thing about it is deal with it, get over it, and move to the next thing.
That's what I said. Keep it moving, man. Life will beat you down, but you don't have to stay down. If you stay down, you want to be down. You need to get up and make sure that you're still breathing. I tell everyone, as long as the groundhog is not delivering your mail, there's life in you. You need to be about the life that's in you. I don't want anyone to feel as though that they have to be down to the point where they don't want to live or they have nothing to contribute. I want you to come out tonight, and we're going to celebrate your 5 years. I want you to spread the word to everybody. I'm going to put it on the internet right now that we're celebrating your 5 years celebration tonight at Policy. It's going to be a big one. We're going to be talking about Lottie Dottie, everybody, Lou Flew, the old crew. We want to make sure people come down the aisle and do. And also, you're going to have what they call a black card autograph book. So I want people to sign your autograph book tonight. When you walk through the crowd of people or you're in the Policy tonight, I want everyone to come out and sign your autograph book, giving you your props about wishing you the best for your 5 years, because you deserve it. 5 years is a big, big to-do. And I just want to say that to you, for me, it's a pleasure knowing you, and the accomplishment that you have done, it's just meaningful. So what we can do is make sure that you get all your information out, and anything that you're trying to do, Be There Magazine's going to make sure it happens. We're going to take a break, and we come back. We're going to have closing statements from Ida Campbell and some tips about how to make sure your business does better. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about choosing networking on the radio. Our special guest, Ida Campbell, celebrating 5 years of blues and on the radio at WPFW. This is an accomplishment for a woman in this town, and we want to make sure that you know about her. She'll be there tonight at Palace, 1904 14th Street, the Afterwork, the Spring Fling at Policy tonight. I want to also say in my closing statements that basically, we need to make sure our businesses grow. So how to do that is to promote yourself, network yourself on the internet. Go to BeThereMagazine.com and kickstart your business. Click on kickstart your business, throw a seed into your business, get you a radio spot, get you what they call an email blast, get you the black card, get things to kickstart your business. Ida, what are the closing statements for our audience from you?
Well, my closing statement is that, first of all, I want to thank you, Russell, for having me on your talk show. And, I mean, because you are a viable part of the African-American community in regards to pushing and mobilizing and networking and getting your business out there. We have to support our business because, you know, we're working for somebody else for a short period of time and starting your own business. That's the way to go, because you'll never be wealthy without doing that. The other thing is that I'm going to talk about this later on tonight with BW Magazine at the Policy. I am going to be doing and promoting a health, wellness, and success seminar coming up soon with Michelle Singletary, Willie Jolly, and some other folks. So I'll talk about that later on tonight. But, Russell, I just want to say thank you so much. Everyone be blessed, and I look forward to seeing you tonight at the call.
Fantastic. This is Be There Magazine.